We should be good. All right, so we're live. Okay, so I just got to change the banner of the showtime. Hold on, let me see if you hear me. Tyler, can you hear me? Tyler. No, he cannot hear me. That's odd. Tyler can't hear me. Studio. Is it? Mini, check. That's in. All that's in. Mini's good. That's it. Oh, I guess Tyler can't hear me. I don't know. We're having problems with lines. I don't know. Shit is not working today. Hold on. Let me try Tyler again. Tyler, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Coach.
You can hear me now? You can hear me?
I hear you. Can they hear me on the YouTube?
I can hear you.
I'm sure
they can hear you. So if you can hear
I can hear you.
Okay. All right. We're good. All right. So I'll just change the number.
All right, man. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Tyler. Thank you. All right, guys. We're set. I just got to change the number. All right. I'm going to change the number while we're working. Okay, guys. The number is going to change. So what we're going to be talking about while I change the number, and I'll start discussing it with you guys, and y'all got questions going to ask. So I apologize for the delay. Let me change the number at the bottom. We'll change the number at the top as well. Let me get to the brand and let me see if we can change the number for one of my, if I have one. All right. So we're going to change the number for you guys. If y'all want to call in. All right. We have another number for you guys to call in at. And I don't want to use that shit. Fuck. All right. So we'll get I'll add another number in there as I'm talking to you. Okay. So gentlemen, this is what I want to say to y'all guys to even start this off. Okay. So now we're going to talk about cults. Okay. So for a lot of you guys out there, a lot of you guys don't have any idea of why you're struggling in the game. You don't have any idea why things are not working out for you. You don't have any idea why you're so fast to follow other people. And why it is that you guys out here are really blind. Now, we talked a little bit about what the problem is, but we're going to get deeper into the problem today. We're going to break it down, okay? We're going to break down the problem, all right? But until then, let me make sure anybody got a question. Let me make sure if I got questions. All right, so I'm going to get an answer question while I'm doing all this stuff. I got one question here. Just checking all the questions I have, and I can talk about the question while I'm getting the number up and everything. So he says, I prefer to keep to myself, but what to make friends in high place, but want to make friends in high places, you mean? Move out of the mailroom to speak. How do I go about it? You can't. Your problem, X-Man, is that you're not built to do that. All you're doing right now, unfortunately, is making an excuse to what you actually are. You don't want to, and it's the truth, and I'm going to be breaking this down even deeper, but to be honest for you, X-Man, you don't want to talk to people. You're a grown goddamn man. You are a grown-ass man, and you choose not to talk to anybody. That, my friend, is a choice. That, my friend, is nothing but a choice. You don't want to talk to people. I love when you guys sit around and make excuses that you want to talk, because here's the thing. This is why you don't want to talk to people. You don't want to talk to people because you have nothing interesting to say. Okay? Construct, please don't tell me about ask me no fucking questions about no I do shit, please. This is why you're losing. Why are you talking about bail? What do bail bonds have to do with the fact that you don't have any game? Can you explain that to me? What does bail bonds have to, wait, let me, excuse me a second, X-Men. What does bail bonds have to do with the fact you don't have any game? What do bail bonds have to do with the fact that you're not even working on yourself? What do bail bonds got to do with the fact that you're caught up in a cult and you don't even have a sense of who you want to be? So why are you asking me about bail bonds? Why would you do that? Why would you ask me that, sir? That's weak. What is the purpose of this? Thank you, 47 likes. What is the purpose of it? I'm asking. What is the purpose of bail bond? Please explain to me. What is the purpose of your statement about bail bonds, and what does that got to do with you? Didn't y'all see why y'all lose? Y'all think about everything else but yourselves. You're asking me about bail bottoms? Are you serious? 217. 217, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hi, Steve. So before you judge me for my age and everything, I just
wait
have a second, quick
wait. Stop. Can you please not come in soft, please? Can you please not come in soft?
I got you.
Okay, now go ahead and ask
your
question.
Okay, I want to
I'm not here to judge you because I don't give enough. I fuck enough about you to judge you. I'm just trying to help you out. So go ahead, please.
Okay, I just know how you say game has no age or whatever.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
All right, don't ask me anything about sex. Don't ask me anything about sex because I'm not going to answer anything. Okay, where's your question?
All right, so today I was at school, right, and the Marines came. The dude ended up taking me to his office later that day, and, like, he was telling me, he asked me about, like, self-confidence, poise. Like, he had me set these things up in his office, like, how I rated the most important 1 through 10 or whatever, and I put, like, poise at the top, self-confidence. There was, like, a few different things with the word self in it, right? But anyways, what ended up happening, I told him, like, all of these things, courage, self-confidence, poise,
all those things are lies. You were lying to your recruiter. Because all that shit you're saying, you ain't got no self-confidence. Ain't got any of that stuff. Is he asking what you have?
He was asking me, what did I think about those things?
But tell me what you thought about those. I want to hear what you think
and
about those.
I told him that courage, self-confidence, self-discipline was another thing, another one of them. But I told him that everything that has to do with those are internal problems, right? So he was telling me how he asked me if I could get courage from another man. And I told him if I were to get courage from another man, then it would be outside of me. Right, it wouldn't be from the inside. So I want to know and he ended up telling me that because of this way that I think, I don't think that I can get courage from somebody else or confidence or discipline. He told me that the Marines isn't for me, and I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
I wouldn't want you to go to Marines anyway. Fuck the Marines. I'd say go to the Army.
All right.
I wouldn't go to the Navy or something. I mean, the Marines, those are some, hey, dog, they on another level of, like, tough and crazy, man. So.
Well, he was trying to tell me that you could get, these things from other people, like courage, self-discipline, poise, self-confidence.
You're getting all that from me, but you're not getting it from me. You're getting it from me to show you how to get it for yourself.
And that's what he didn't understand. That's why I was coming to you to ask, what did you think about that?
Right, because most people that they run into are broken internally. So they can't even function on the level of what you were talking about because that's going over their head. So that's why it didn't work out the way he wanted to work out because you were kind of like a free thinker.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right. So we'll throw you back in. Thank you for the call. All right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. So, gentlemen, take that off. Like I said before, guys, I'm just pulling up the number right now for you guys. So you guys now can call in. Y'all see both numbers up from the top and the bottom. And if y'all have questions, please put a Q in there. We got y'all covered. And let me see. I just want to make sure. You said they would be back in style, but why do you? I'm asking you, caller, you can hang the fuck up now. Go. Bye. Go. Don't hang around. I'm saying, why do you care? It doesn't matter what I said. What I was saying, that stuff was an I do. That's not an I am, buddy. Don't worry about that stuff. Don't worry about that, okay? Because if you're worrying about it, you're not looking at yourself to find answers for yourself on other things. So don't look at it that way. Put that shit here. So as I was saying, I just want to make sure we get the number thing in. Okay, so that worked. Okay. Let's see if I, all right, here we go. All right, good. All right, now let me download this and we can put the number up. Okay, I'm putting the number up right now, gentlemen. So the number's going to change right now. We're using something different because apparently the number didn't add up right. So we're grabbing this right here. Yeah, all right, so we're about to get deep. Please get your crayons out and listen to what I'm going to say. It's very important to soak up the information I'm about to tell y'all. Very, very, very important. That's the chat. That's the image. I don't know why it didn't show. All right, I put it above everything. It just didn't pull up. I don't know why. Maybe I'll move it all the way down below the video capture. Still not there. Wow. All right, so y'all have the number right here. Y'all see the number scrolling at the bottom. All right, we've got the number scrolling at the bottom. Y'all see the number right there if y'all want to call in. The number to call in, gentlemen, y'all have the number, 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056. All right, let's get into this. I'm sorry. I apologize for the wait, but it's going to be worth it, I promise you. It'll be worth it. So as I was saying to all you guys listening to me, let me see if I get the chat room pulled up, make sure I keep my eye on the chat room as well. So if y'all have any questions from the chat room, we can answer any of your questions as well. So as I was saying to all you, wait, God damn it. What to do when a woman says he likes a guy to have a feminine side? I don't help guy. This is for men. What do you mean? What do you do when a woman says she likes a guy with a feminine side? Then what do you think to do? Dismiss her ass. Why would you care? Because I think she likes your feminine side. That's why she's asking you. So for all you guys out there that, are actually not students of the game. What happens for a lot of you guys out there, don't realize what you're actually doing. You don't understand why you are doing what you're doing, and I'm going to break this down right here. See, most of you guys out here, okay, and this is why I'm showing that to you, because, see, most of you guys think that come from the I do first, okay? A lot of people think cults come from the I do, okay? And Rob, this is why you lose. What the fuck is a 30341? What is that? What is 0341 but an I do? See, this is why you lose, Rob. Because here you are regurgitating bullshit. This is how y'all get caught up in cults, and I'm going to use you, Rob, as an example. What the fuck is a 0341? What is 0341? Something that is made up as an I do for you silly-ass sheep to regurgitate shit you don't even – this is why y'all lose. This is exactly why you lose, Rob. Because that 341 shit or 0341, what is that? What does that mean? That didn't come from you. What does that mean? Anyway, so let me get to this. Let me keep going. So what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, and y'all need to understand this. For a lot of you guys out of here, okay, a lot of you guys out here are going through something, okay? A lot of you guys are going through something. And I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of you guys do not believe in yourself. a lot of you guys out here, I say it again, don't believe in yourself. A lot of you guys don't have any self-worth. A lot of you guys out here don't know how to actually think or how to be a man. And it's okay. It's nothing to knock you on, but we've got to talk about it so you can understand what's going on. A lot of you guys out here don't understand how it is you join cults, okay? Hoo-ah, okay, appreciate you, brother, appreciate you. That's that 3041. Okay, I thought it was like that, oh, I thought that was that 304 shit or three, whatever people are coming up with. A lot of people self-doubt themselves. But in that self-doubt, what happens to you guys out there, write this down. It's very important to understand so y'all can gain understanding. This is very important, I'm about to say. So I need you guys to please pay attention because you need to understand why it is you are what you are because you don't understand what you are. You see, gentlemen, everything outside of you that teaches you how to complain, they teach you words and phrases to regurgitate. Most of you guys have always thought that it was actually these people forcing you to do what you want to do when it is your mind that has allowed you to create a cult in your mind. Gentlemen, listen to me. A cult doesn't start from the moment you walk into a door and they welcome you with open arms. No, a cult, gentlemen, is started internally. What you are has started internally, gentlemen. And what do I mean? All your cult members of the community that you're in, because you're all in a community. You're either in a community of being a man or you're in a community of being feminine. And in your community, every guy that is in your community. Now follow me, guys, because no one's talking about this. Nobody's going to teach you this shit. But listen, everybody in your community has a role they want to play. And let me tell you, community dependents are unassertiveness, being gullible, dependent on things, disillusioned, naive, having a desire to have meaning in everything. All these are the players that create your cult. See, everybody thinks that you blindly will jump on YouTube and blindly follow somebody. No, 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 no. What happens is that because you created a internal cult, you then are triggered to find knowledge that reinforces the cult that you have in your head. And a lot of people don't understand where you're always going wrong in the game. Because I will keep telling you the communication that it's not the communication that what someone says, but this is how they draw you in. I want to show y'all something. This young man said something that was very important because I guess I need to show y'all because I don't have a chart of this. You guys, in this analogy, all those that are listening in this analogy, you guys are like Africa. There is so much wealth and so much knowledge that you have, okay? There is so much wealth and so much knowledge that you have that everybody gets in their boats from other places to come into your land and steal from you. They take over your land. They take over your resources. But here's the crazy thing about it. These individuals don't just come in to take it. You welcome them in to take it. You welcome them in to take information. You see, gentlemen, I'm not going to talk about the Liver King, the person, because I don't know that motherfucker, and I'm not here to talk about him as a person. But as I try to tell you that most of you guys, and let me explain, and I will explain your predecessors. In the 90s, they were your age. They were blind, naive, and they were gullible. And they were looking for information to be better with women. So what a lot of these young boys did, depending, let's talk about the skin color, like I told you before. If you are a young white man, you will follow a young white male or a white male because you associate and you can understand, you feel like y'all are connected based off of skin. Some of you connected based off of religion. Some of you went off based off of age. No matter what the reason was, they looked at this person and say, he's more like me, so I can trust him even more. But here lies the problem. It wasn't those people saying he's more like me. It was the mind saying they are more like us. So in order to understand the cult better, we must go ahead and understand the ideologies and stuff that they're pushing. See, that's what, if you look at, so there's a lot of young men, and it's not just young white kids, it's black kids, Spanish, Chinese. There were several old and young that followed the Liver King. But they followed him because the Liver King did what everybody's doing right now, and is that they're coming into your land, taking your resources away, because even the Liver King himself said it, that y'all guys are depressed. Y'all guys are suicidal. Y'all guys have no type of anything. So he tried to make you guys feel good about yourselves. That was his excuse. I want to make you feel good about yourself. So in order to make you feel good about yourself, I want to give you an opportunity to, if y'all don't fucking shut the fuck up about this military shit, I'm kicking y'all out. Keep talking about that military shit. Y'all go some fucking else. We're here to study. If you ain't here to steer your fucking ass on, I'm serious. I don't want you in here. You're disturbing the fucking class. Either ask a question or please shut the fuck up. This is not a class. I'm trying to tell them something, freelance, and they talking about military. So if you want to talk about the military, go to a fucking military live show and talk about where the fuck you came from. A real man controls his sexual desire to be a good father, and that's not true, Paul. That's in your world. And the only reason I'm going to agree with you, Paul, is I don't want to argue with the wall. I don't want to argue with the wall. Yeah, I agree with you, but you're full of fucking shit too. But as I was saying before to y'all guys out here, y'all got the lines are open if y'all want to call in. But as I was saying before, what happens to a lot of these guys out here, even at a young age, they're always looking to define themselves by somebody defining something that they connect to. And as you see right now, if you look at YouTube, YouTube is full of beta thinking. And that's why they connect to beta guys. If you look at guys that are playing video games, they have a large majority of guys following them because these young men are feeling like they're a certain class or a certain type of individual, and they connect more. And it's not a bad thing. If you see someone that's white and you want to connect to them, that's fine. If you see someone that's black, you want to connect to them, that's fine. If you see someone Spanish or Asian or whatever ethnicity you are and you want to connect to them, that's fine. But why you connecting them is the problem. Because now we have a huge, there is a bigger conquering group that's coming in. because even since gentlemen, the 80s, women have always wanted to be in men spaces. Men cannot have anything to themselves, because women always want to be a part of man's stuff. So somewhere along the way, a lot of these women started to figure out that, wait a second, there's diamonds and oil, and there's money to be made off of these weak thinking individuals. And all I got to do is feed them the same bullshit that these other guys are feeding them, and they will welcome me in with open arms. Let me show y'all something. Let me see if I can pull it up, because I want y'all to hear it from the horse's mouth. Because I don't want y'all to ever think that I'm trying to knock anybody. But I'm gonna pull up something for you. I want to pull it up and send it to myself, and I want to show you this because I wanna play this. Let me find it, because it's very important before I show you all this other stuff. Let me find it. It's a YouTube short. Give me a second. Disrespect? No, no. Rest in peace. No. Win diary. Where the fuck are you at, dude? Come on. I gotta show you this. It's very important. Here we go. Let me grab the link to this, and I'm gonna show you this thing. I'm gonna grab the link. I'm gonna post this link. I'm gonna play it, but I want you to hear from the horse's mouth. I want you to hear from the horse's mouth, because, again, I want you to see it for yourself. Don't fucking believe me. I want you to see it for yourself. Because when women realize that there is money to be made, they themselves will hunt you down to take your money by giving you false information. And we're going to break this down, because there's a lot I got to break down on this weak-ass motherfucking chick that's going around. But first, before we even start, we got to understand. Let me play this clip real quick first before I even bring in that part. I want to play this clip, guys, and please check this out. Guys, I want to call in. We got a long, long show to break down for you guys. But I want you to have understanding, because a lot of people don't understand why you guys are going to lose by following these fake, false prophets. All these people are just false prophets. But let me play the first clip, and I want y'all to watch this. We'll break it down. Let me go to downloads. Oh, here we go. This is beautiful. Check this out.
Needs management. Is Hannah Pro Davis the new face of the manosphere? I thought the manosphere was a space for men.
Stop right there. Do y'all see what he's saying? He thought that even your manosphere was a place where men can go privately, even though it was its own little cult, that men can go there privately and be men, right? But listen what he's saying.
To get away from the blue pill world, to escape and have our little man cave and talk about men's issues. But now, seemingly, we have this new female red pill content creator that goes by the name of Just Pretty Things, who's seemingly starting to like grow and overtake the vast majority of most male red pill.
Overtaking. They have let a woman into the cult, and now she's the queen bee, giving you everything from a woman's perspective. But the connection, guys, this is why they connect, because feminine, correct, hey, wait, hold on a second. If you don't shut your fucking ass out, you've been warned. Say something like that again. Because listen here, let me tell you something, you dumb. Hold on a second. Let me pause this shit. Let me tell you something. We are not here to judge this young man for how he sounds and what he's saying. And if you got a problem with it, do say something again. Please say something again. I dare you. Please say something sideways like that and watch what the fuck happens. Because this young man is talking more fucking real than your bitch ass is. Goofy. Let me continue.
Content creators. Listen, I thought It's true what they said. The future is female, right? Listen, what if it's all true? What if it's all a lie? Heaven is actually hell, right? There's no red pill. It's all blue pills. The red pill is actually the blue pill in disguise. Because as soon as men start to like gain some traction in one area, it immediately gets imploded.
By women. Yes. Yes. But you guys don't understand, because let me show you, before we show you something else that's even deeper, how she decided to get in here. She's telling you guys. And you know, I always tell you that sometimes the truth is right in front of you, but you guys don't even see it for what the fuck it is. Let me show you this, guys. Blow your mind away. Listen to this shit. Here we go. Wait. Hold on. Turn it up. Here we go. Oh, here we go.
Like the attributes of a high-value man or whatever it was. And minus the LinkedIn visibility level, like my dad fit that description. And I was just like, this is what you guys think like this is like. And then I kind of like dove more into the red pill space. So, I don't know. I'm just nosy. Like, I wanted to know what the boys were talking about.
Yeah, that she wanted to know what the boys are talking about until she became the spokesman for all you fucking fools. And y'all don't even see the worst problem about it. But I'm going to connect this with the Colts. Give me a second. Because all this connects. Now, I want you to see subliminal messaging at its beauty. This is... what this woman is doing is so beautiful, okay? The guy is so beautiful. This is why what's happening is so beautiful. I want y'all to see this. This is beautiful. Please watch this. And I want you to watch this subliminal message. Let me go ahead and grab the link, and I want y'all to see this. Watch this right here. I want y'all to watch the subliminal message. Look at this. Watch.
Yeah,
and I'd like to say too, in the U.S., the women are incentivized to take away the kids from the dad.
No. Stop right there! That's bullshit. But that's not the word. Watch this.
If they're paid more. If the dad doesn't see the kids, they're given more money from child support.
Mm-hmm.
So they're literally paid to take away the kids from the dad.
See that right there? That's a goddamn lie. But that's not the subliminal. Let's look at the subliminal.
Well, I agree with that. I just have to say, ladies, if you're doing that, that's terrible.
Do y'all not see the subliminal here? What do you see in the forefront? And what do you see in the background? And who do you see doing all the fucking talking? I'm going to play this whole thing through. And I want you to see who's doing all the talking and who's in the background listening.
Being a man that is willing to be in your child's life is a blessing. If you're willing to do the right work, if you're slipping, and that's your fault. As much as I champion my sisters and I always want to protect women, I do.
Listen to all this shit. Do you see this? All the women are in the front and all the men are in the back, and look at them. They're not even saying anything. They're not even talking.
You know that when it comes to the relationship between parent and child, that's something that you really shouldn't play with, and you shouldn't use that to your advantage or for power or for financial.
See that? Do y'all see this yet?
Gain for whatever it is, you're going to hell for that because it's your child that's going to
Yeah,
suffer.
And taking off that point, that's why I would...
They're just talking. Look, the next one comes in and starts talking.
A really old guy, because if he had kids.
Guys are just sitting back, allowing the new cult leader to come in and upload estrogen. All these women on this panel, estrogen. They don't know any men issues. They don't know what men think. And then the worst part about it is the guys behind them are just sitting there.
I wanted to have kids when I was...
I had to stop this shit. It was ridiculous. But I wanted to show you guys. But I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. And I'm not knocking what she's doing. I'm going to tell you the why. Because you don't understand what's going on, gentlemen. You don't understand why all of this is happening. Gentlemen, all of this happens for a small and simple reason. Okay? What you guys don't understand, the mind. Now, listen, this is now, again, we're going to the I am. We're not talking about, this is all I do. I was just showing you. But I want to show you where all the I am connects to this. See, your mind cannot connect with you when you have created your own cult based off of what you see through your perception, gentlemen. Your mind's trick to keep you clicked up in a cult. See, gentlemen, the cult is not the red pill. The cult is you following and reinforcing your cult through the red pill. Guys, we're going to get deep here. Listen to what I'm saying. You are not the red pill or the manosphere, high value, hypergamy, and all that stuff. You have created the cult before you even turned on YouTube. It's just once YouTube is on, you had to then go down the rabbit hole of the information to keep reinforcing what? Trying to find understanding. Most of you guys will try to find just as much information you can, and you got to keep going down there. And this guy's red pill, and that guy's red pill, and that guy can talk like a red pill guy. And he's bringing up high-value women, and he's talking about how bad women are. And I got to keep learning this. But what you don't understand is that it's not the YouTuber's fault. Because people have their amendment right to put out whatever they want to put out. But the cult in your mind, gentlemen, is why you are that, because your mind tricks you to, from your mindset, to join and commit yourselves to the same cause that you don't understand in yourself. You don't know why you were sad or why you're lonely or why am I good with women? Why am I awkward? Why am I upset? Why doesn't the world work for me the way I want it to? Why can't I get the girl? Why can't I get the date? Why can't I get the number? Do you understand that what your mind does is it will mislead you, gentlemen? It will mislead you to find the answer. Okay, y'all, what y'all don't understand is your mind, thank you, 83 likes. Your mind does not want you free. Your mind doesn't want you free. But you remember I told you about free will? Your mind is smart enough. Your mind, I'll put you in timeout, Buckeye 22, because you're interrupting the show. Your mind is smart enough to let you go. Let me explain why. Let me explain why. And I always like to use slavery as an example. Even when the slaves were free, and they could leave the plantation on free will, a lot of them went back and stayed because that's all they know. That's all their mind locked them into. They could never think that I'm free to be free to do what I want when all my life I've been told what to do, what to say, and how to act and how to behave. See, that's the same free will that your mind is giving you guys right now. It is allowing you guys out here to be free. See, your mind knows what you are. as I'm the only one that tells you this, because no one tells you this, and I always tell you, you know how you feel when you see a woman that you're interested in. You know how it feels when you're nervous. You know how it feels when you have anxiety. You know how it feels when you have no confidence. You know that feeling. Because that feeling is making you go against the cult in your mind. That's why you get those feelings, because you're fighting a battle. Because the cult is saying that you're no good. You're going to be terrible with women. She's going to reject you. They'll throw in fear. They'll throw in anxiety. They'll throw in everything they can. But when you actually want to talk to a woman, why do you think you feel the way you feel? Because you are actually going against the cult that you created here. But this is where I always fuck y'all heads up. But isn't it funny when you see something that says red pill, manosphere, hypergamy, monkey branching, no fap, going your own way, women ain't shit, modern women, that where's the feeling? Let me ask you, well, think about this, guys. You want to talk to a woman, but then you feel all these negative, you feel nervous, anxiety, you might sweat, you might get sweaty palms, you might stutter your words, you might be, oh my God, I'm freaking out. You go through all that shit because you want to finally talk to a woman. Goes against the cult. But as soon as you see something that says women ain't shit or don't date them, don't marry them, tell me, guys, it's going to blow your mind. Why don't you feel the same way? Matter of fact, why do you feel the opposite way? Why do you feel compelled to look? Why do you feel compelled to go forward? There's no exact, you know, when you go on YouTube and type up hypergamy, red pill, women ain't shit, talk about women, anything bad about women, where is the nervousness, the anxiety, and everything that you feel when you actually want to talk to a woman? Why is it that your mind is pushing you further down the rabbit hole to watch the things, okay? Do you see what I'm saying? Why does your mind say, wow, look at that guy's subscriber count. They know what they're talking about. Oh, wow, look at that guy. He's around a bunch of women, so he get women. Let's listen to them. But when you actually want to talk to a woman, oh, you're no good. You're too short. You're too poor. You're too broke. She'll never like a guy like you, right? All that shit, right? So why doesn't the mind say that you, when you want to go to listen to these women talk about men issues, you want to listen to these guys talk about don't jerk off, you want to listen to guys that talk about women ain't shit, where is your mind saying you're too short, you're no good, you'll never get her? Why does it say watch that, learn that, get more information on that? Because what you guys don't understand is your mind is the cult. It's not that you're joining. That's the reinforcer to reinforce why it is you're stuck in a cult. Because what they're doing to you and how your mind is recruiting you is that, think about it. Your mind is doing the thing that the cults do on the outside from the I do, but you're being isolated from the I am. Isolation, no fap, goes against you. Go money, clothes, and status. All, when you look at things outside of yourself like you always do, think about how your mind already isolates you. It gives you an introspection and confusion and a lost perception of yourself, because you begin to isolate you from you, and they don't tell you that's it. Think about what I'm saying. It's not those people putting out the YouTubers that's the problem. You have isolated yourself by, you don't believe in yourself, no self-worth, no self-esteem, no self-concept, no laws, no rules, no codes, no principles, no mission statement, no mission statement, vision statement, or legacy statement. You're nothing but a kite being blown in through the wind, because You have truly isolated yourself from yourself. So when you are isolated mentally, the only way you're going to feel whole is by what? Connecting to something and somebody or some ideology that or some words, right? You connect to Chad. You connect to Tyrone. You connect to NoFap. Be on your purpose. Metal. Hypergamy. Monkey branching. Money closing status. Do you understand? You connect because through that connection, your mind makes you feel that you have finally attached yourself to something. You're finally somebody through somebody else. And then when you look at this bullshit right here.
When I was my age.
Oh, wait, let me pull it up. When you look at this pearly gate bullshit. When you look at this shit right here.
They wouldn't be there for me. They are incentivized.
Well, I agree with that. I just have to say, ladies, if you're doing that, that's terrible. Because
look at how defeated the guys in the back are. Defeated. Look how defeated they are in the background. Look at the women smiling with empowerment. All those women, look at them. They actually think they running shit. And the guys are so just, you shut your goddamn mouth. Don't say shit. You just stand there and let us women tell you men what you should be thinking. And you understand the mind does this. You see what I'm saying? The mind does this. The mind pushes you. They don't push you. The outside world, Lee, doesn't push you. You push yourself because you want to go with the current. Who wants to go through anxiety? Who wants to feel anxiety, no esteem, feel low and nervous and shit? Who wants to do that? Or we can isolate ourselves mentally and follow something that lies, because then you then start to become dependent on these things. Because then you give your loyalty to something outside of yourself that's not even teaching you how to think for yourself. I always keep telling y'all guys, the difference between real and fake is the real ones will tell you to think for your fucking self. But they don't do that. I'm a girl. I'm pearly. Follow me. I'm not married at all, but I'm going to tell you that, oh, my God, these women are so terrible. They're hypergamous nature, and you've got to be careful, guys, because these women are just mean, and they will take you for what you got. Fuck out of here. And y'all eat that shit up. And y'all wonder why you will never grow. Because most of you guys want to be a part of something and not a part of yourself. Most of you guys want to be a part of something and not a part of yourself. Because you're not a part of, you're not even a, you actually believe in the cult that you're in. You actually believe that that shit is real. And what it does to you is it pushes you to see the world, because it knows that you exist by doing one thing, and that is doing everything it can to repress your fears and anxieties. But guys, it's going to go over your head, Freelance Ronan. It's going to shock a lot of you guys out here. Let me check the phone lines before I tell you this. It's going to shock a lot of you guys. Let me check the phone lines before I tell you this. 722, I got you 1 second. Let me just say this last thing. I got you 772. It's going to shock a lot of you guys. You know what that is, guys? If your mind knows how to move you, then your mind knows how to control you. Every time you want to think for yourself and get out, Why does the mind know how to flip a switch and make you feel nervous? Why does your mind know how to flip a switch and make you feel scared or thank you very much, Freelance. Why does your mind make you feel that way? Because your mind has total control over you and you don't even understand it. Let me grab this phone call real quick as we continue. 772, I'm sorry for the long wait, sir. How can I help you, brother? What's up?
No, you're good. Hey, Steve. So my question is, how do I reset the cult in my mind?
Well, okay, remember I told you, you can't reset. Here's the bad news. You won't be able to, you can't reset it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bad news. You can't reset something that you, okay. All right, listen to what I'm saying. This is deep. I want you to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
The day you gave up on yourself was the day that you told your mind, you said to your mind, let me show him to you. The day you gave up on yourself, the day you told your mind to find something to root myself into.
Mm-hmm.
Let me root myself in somebody else's thoughts, but not my own. So then everything when you, listen, when you went into the red pill space, no knock on you, because I'm not here to judge you, big dog, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is you went, as soon as you believed, what got you into the red pill? Let's just be honest. What was the thing? Because there's no judgment here. What was the thing that made you watch and say, wow, these guys are amazing? What was that? What did they say to get you there? Now I'll explain. What was it for you?
Honestly, at first I was smelling bullshit. And then they started saying more shit. Like they said that girls only like certain guys. Like you're too short.
Right. Okay. All right. They said girls like certain kind of guys. Right. But where's okay? Yes, but wait, they do like certain kind of guys. But let me tell you the difference between scaring you and open up your eyes as a man. They will use it as a scare tactic by saying that you're not good enough. You've got to fall under a statistic of you got to be what? Five? What do they call it? 5 or 10%? You got to be what? A 20% guy or some shit like that?
Top 10%.
Okay, so you got to be a top 10%, right? Well, let me go and crash that bullshit right now. A woman cannot control what she looks like. That's genetics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But a woman has personality of what she's interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I worry about what she's interested in when I should not even be controlling what her interests are because I don't give a fuck about what she thinks? Why would I care if she's in, okay, all right, even if she's not interested in me, big dog, even if she, okay, let's say woman's not, I'm not her type, right?
Okay.
You want to know why I don't give a fuck about that? I believe I'm every woman's type.
Why?
I believe I'm every woman's type until you prove me wrong. I don't give a fuck what you think. Fuck you. You can think what the fuck you want.
End of the day, don't change who you are.
You're right, but when you believe that you had to be in the 10%, what did that do to you? That puts you another added pressure on you to say, well, I've got to keep going down that next door to find a red pill guy to show me how to be a 10%er, right?
That's when the anxiety and the other bullshit comes.
Right, exactly. Versus a 0.001%er. See that? y'all want to be in the top 10. Fuck the top 10. I want to be 0.0001, motherfucker. I don't want to be in the top 10. Why the fuck would I want to do that? You see what I'm saying, caller? So what I'm saying is when you listen to that, You imprinted that mindset in your core, and you lived by that. That's why you created what I would call theater number one, or you created the community of poor me. Because in that community, you didn't have to look in the mirror. Community,
yeah,
because
everyone want to be coddled.
Right. You don't. Yeah. Exactly. It feels so good to run away from my truth by listening to somebody else's story to become that truth.
Mm-hmm.
So then what you did was, please understand, you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind did it. You see what I'm saying?
Am I not my mind?
No, you're not your mind at this point because you are going away from yourself.
Okay.
See, the manosphere in red, that rhetoric, it doesn't bring you close to who you are.
Yeah.
Because they don't put any accountability on you. Everything is off of you. You got the weights lifting off your shoulder. Everything is the woman's fault. Everything that goes wrong in this goddamn world is her fault, right?
Yeah.
All right, look, I'm going to play this Pearly clip, right? I want you to listen. I want to play this, right? I want you to listen to what she said. I'm going to give you an example of how y'all believe the bullshit. All right, wait, listen to this real quick. I'm going to play it again. Listen to this. Here we go. Listen to this. Here we go.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say, too, in the U.S., the women are incentivized to take away the kids from the dad.
All right, stop right there. Women incentivized to take the kids from the dad, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's none of my fucking business. You want to know why?
Well, why shit, I'm not married. Because it has nothing to do with me.
How can she take my kids away from me when she hasn't shown me she's worthy of my attention? How can she take my kids away from me when she hasn't shown me she's worth my time? How can she take my kids away from me when she has shown me she's not even worth my respect? And how can she take my kids away from me when she's showing me she's not worth a dick? How can she take my kids away from me when she's showing me she's not even worth to date? How can she take my kids away from me when she's showing me she's not even worth a fucking relationship? How can she take my kids away from me when she's not even showing me she's worth moving in with? How can she take my kids away from me when she's not worth being engaged to? How can she show me to take my kids away when she's not worth married to? So how does that fucking statement pertain to me when it's a bullshit, false, fake narrative?
That
shit ain't real. Right. It's a cop out because a lot of people don't want to look at themselves. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes it easy to be like, bitches is the problem, but.
Right. But they're, okay, listen. Women are not, shout out K-Zag, my dog. Women are not the problem. How can a woman be a problem to a man? How can someone who has one foot out the door be a problem to me? How can she take from me when she's not even worthy to be around me? How the fuck did that happen? Because, see, they don't want to tell you you got to train them. But you can't train if you ain't trained yourself.
So how do you like take a step back and get
away
from it?
I don't want you to take a step back. What did I show you with the statements with the pigs? What did I show you? You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's look at the guys that follow all this red pill content and all this other shit. They have no standards. They have no standards. That means women will huff and puff and blow down their straw. They will blow down their stick house, right? And then because of their fear of getting their fucking shit blown the fuck up, they've got to run to third prisons them. That's not freedom. That's a prison. Because the prison is saying is that because I'm not good enough to stand on my motherfucking square, that I got to run from the woman.
And hide.
And add more bricks around me to protect myself from the woman, but you're actually stopping yourself from you. But then I showed you the fourth pig is we make, that's the man. We make statements. You haven't shown me anything to show me that you're worth my time. And because of that, I got to let you go. But what I'm saying for you, 772, is that I don't want you to try to change that theater or that building that you are in right now. You got to realize that you have the power to build beside that. You got the power to knock down more forest and more acre and build something that is more than what you are in right now.
Break that down some more. What do you mean by that?
Excuse me?
What do you mean by that?
Okay. What I'm saying is that the first three pigs ran from the woman or the wolf, right? Let me show you. The first three ran, right? The first three ran.
Yeah.
And ran to a point where they would follow women and all that other shit and did what? They what? Imprisoned themselves. You see what I'm saying? They imprisoned themselves because that's what they were trained and taught to do. If you can't beat them, do what?
Join them.
There you go. See that? If you can't beat them, join them. Right?
Yeah.
So let's get in a band, Mario Way, and all we're going to do day in and day out is complain about women. And not once work on your functioning skills to be your own man and to think for yourself. But like I was telling you, the fourth pig, big dog, the beautiful thing about the fourth pig was the fourth pig made statements. See, a woman doesn't have power over a man that makes a statement. But his statement is not about the woman. The statement is, if you come fuck with me, you fuck with a real one. I will get rid of your ass. And I don't mean hurt or harm. You know what I mean? I will dismiss you. Making statements. But see, nobody in those spaces. Tell me something. Who in those spaces tell those guys to make statements except for run from the woman? Don't get married.
None that I know.
Right. But let me ask you this question. Do you think you would be here if your father was – okay. If there was red pill rhetoric in the 40s or 50s or 60s when your dad was around, right? You think you would be here? You think you would be here?
No.
No, you wouldn't be here. Because your dad would feel that, you know what? He wasn't even worthy of a son. These guys don't even feel they're worthy of sons.
Sad,
you
man.
What I'm saying? Well, it's not sad. It's just what it is. But what I'm saying is that it's not the YouTubers that's the problem. They're the reinforcers. Always think about this. The YouTubers are the reinforcers of the cult. They're not the cult. They reinforce the cult. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, and a lot of people think that that they're the problem. They're just the reinforcers because, see, remember, your mind is more attracted to, write this down, guys, your mind right now, when you're not standing on your square, you become attracted to comfort. And what is comfort?
So they're like the perfect outlet. Like when you don't understand why something the way something is.
And isn't it crazy how your mind pushes you towards that? That's what I'm trying to get you to see.
Yeah.
Think about how your mind pushing you towards the outlet versus calling your mind saying you're too short, you're too ugly, they will never like you, you're not good enough. It doesn't say that. What does it say? Wow, that's fascinating. That's interesting. We need to know more about that.
Then you watch more and more and more.
And you watch more and more and more because your mind is the greatest enemy. The enemy is not them. Your mind is the enemy. Because you created this. Because you didn't believe in yourself, so your mind said, fuck it, I'm gonna do exactly what you want me to do. I'm gonna keep fucking you over. And I'm never gonna let you free because you don't want to be free. So I'm gonna give you all that. And then guess what? Oh, look at Lucario and Steve and 50 and Zach. Man, don't follow those guys. What the fuck do they know? They don't know shit. Why would you listen to them? Hey, matter of fact, I got a better idea. Fuck the message. Let's look at the messenger. Look at Lucario. He's in an open relationship. What does he know? Look at the other guys. They got women. What the fuck do they know about your problems? Let's look at them. Look at Steve. He's short. He's bald. But bald by choice, though. Look at Steve. He has no hair. Look at him. Look at K-Zag. He doesn't have any muscles. He's not high value. See what it mind does?
Yeah.
It makes you look at everything except what you need to look at, because if you look at what you're supposed to look at, control you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So can I ask you another question?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
So to be like the fourth pig, you're saying I got to make statements to a woman. So does that start with me making statements to myself?
No.
Okay.
This is why I keep trying to show you that y'all are missing.
Okay.
You don't make statements to women first. You make the statements to yourself first.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. What's 5 plus 5?
10.
What is 3 plus 3?
6.
What is 2 plus 2? So let me ask you a question. Did you make the statement to me or did you make it to yourself first?
To myself.
Exactly. Because you pulled up the information. See how fast you answered it?
Yeah.
That's what game is. It's making the statement to yourself that you believed in. And you say it. And don't give a fuck if anyone challenges you. Because if you told me 2 plus 2 is 4, and I'm telling you it's 5, you're going to say, I don't give a fuck what you think. I know what it is for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me 3 plus 3 is 6, and I say, no, it's jelly. No, fuck you. You can think whatever you want.
Okay. Okay. So what does that look like in relation to you?
This is what it looks like. What you see here, what it looks like, I'm free. I'm free to
talk. How do you make a statement to yourself?
How did you make the statement of 2 plus 2? You made the statement because... Okay, No. Let me show you how you made the statement. When you were in fucking kindergarten class, right? Or maybe first grade. I think y'all did adding, subtracting like in the first or second grade. But after you learned your numbers and knew what a number meant, and then they gave you a little sheet of paper. They gave you a 2 plus a 2 with a line and a plus, and you had to solve the answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what made you believe in it because you solved it. You didn't think of it at that point. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. For this, you first learned your alphabet. How? They told you what an A was. Remember you had to have that little dots on the piece of paper? You had to trace an A. And then they had things, apple. You saw apple, banana, and maybe a fucking
and
lollipop.
They made us sing the song and shit.
Right, you had to circle what is A to you, right? And then after you circle what that A to you was, after you learn your alphabet, then guess what you had to do? You had to learn the phonics of the word. You had to understand what the word sounded like, right? That was the next level. Then after the next level of that, you had to put the phonics together. You had to put A and T together to come up with the word at. You see what I'm saying? That was your first word. And then after that, you had to put your words together to create your first sentence. Then you had to learn punctuation. Then from punctuation, you had to, from sentence, you learn. So that's how you learn. You didn't say, oh, the A is going to, the hypergamous nature of the A is so mean that I can't study it because it's going to monkey branch and take all my money from me. Did you do that? You didn't do that, did you?
So the fact that all these communities are so popular, so that means there's a lot of people that are like at war with themselves.
For all you religious aficionados, it's just like church. It's no different. There's cults in everything. Hey, thank you, Eric. Thank you for the scribe. There are cults in everything. Listen, there are good cults and there are bad ones. Please understand that. There are good and there are bad. I'm in a cult. You know what my cult that I'm in? I mean, other than the cult of me, the other cult that I'm in is the Dallas Cowboys. That's my cult. I love my Cowboys. No, I'm serious. I'm joking. I love my Cowboys. I ride with my Cowboys. Cults cannot. All cults are not bad. But Jerry Jones ain't saying, well, you got to put on a fucking cloak on and shit like that. You got to hold a candle, then jump off a bridge for the Cowboys. I'd be like, fuck the Cowboys. He doesn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm saying that the cult that you in starts, fuck you in your egos, Freelance. The cult that you in starts with you. That's the problem. You don't understand that you create what you create because of how it pushes you, because a lot of you guys are looking for relief from the distress and the pain and the sadness.
No, yeah, that makes sense. When you say it's like religion, that makes sense, because like I know people, if someone in their family dies, they go to religion because they need an answer. So it's like the same thing.
Yeah, look at Megan Good. Remember, Megan Good got a divorce, I just saw a few days ago, that the church was knocking her ass left and right, man. They were treating her like shit. And she said, fuck the church. Yeah, you saw that shit with Megan Good. That's how it works. No, I'm not saying follow churches if you want. I'm not knocking at you. I'm just saying that. If when you have a mental breakdown and in some kind of a way, there are things on the internet and outside of you that will give you false stability, making you think that where you're at is, and that's where you get these false prophets from. Well, I mean, if you're a church aficionado, I mean, that's Antichrist if you're a church aficionado, but if you're a regular guy, that's just a false thing.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to walk away from something, but it's hard to get it out of your system if it's already woven in.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. It's hard to deprogram yourself when you program yourself to believe, because you think the person that's talking to you really actually loves you, cares about you, and wants the best for you. But what it wants you to do is worship. It's always, remember, it's a pyramid scheme, right? It's always got to be one person at the top, right? So the guy at the pyramid does what? I mean, give you an example. I'll give you a prime one, and it's an old one, but it's a prime example of what I'm talking about. There was, where the fuck is he at? Let me see if I got his photo. I got a photo of the guy. Where did I put that motherfucker at? Let me see here. Damn it, where did I put it at? Oh, I couldn't find where I put that motherfucker at. I'll pull him up. But what I'm saying is there are people out here that want you guys that don't believe yourself. But here's the problem. It's not the YouTubers that are bad, all right? Okay? It's not the YouTubers that hold on a second. Hold on. All right. So I was saying it's not those. What I'm saying to you is this. It's how you feel about yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's how you think about yourself, because you think you believe in yourself, but you don't believe in yourself. You believe in what someone else wants you to believe, and you never challenge that person, because if you listen to those women talking and shit, you see these, who's challenging them? Who's challenging
nobody,
this woman? Who's challenging them?
Nobody.
These dudes in the back are like, I can't say shit. And all these women are doing all the talk. All the talking. There shouldn't be one woman on that panel giving her fucking opinion. Fuck her thoughts. I don't give a fuck what she think. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah, like you were saying with Liver King, it's like, so I see what you're saying.
Right, so what the Liver King did, the same thing. What did he do? The Liver King decided that you guys, because y'all were sad and lonely and y'all were suicidal, he was going to give you a false narrative. Because what? Because young white men saw him and connected to him and said, wow, that motherfucker's eating liver. So in order to be as cool as him, I got to eat liver. And black dudes are like, wow, he's got a high subscription. He's got a high following, so he must know what he's talking about. I've got to follow him. And Spanish guys and everybody else, they all did the same thing and follow blindly. And that's what y'all – that's what they all Right, they follow blindly. They follow blindly. What does eating liver got to do with your mindset?
Nothing at all.
But it's something to the guy that doesn't have one. For the guy that doesn't have a mindset, he actually believes in the comfort. But it's not just in the comfort. You ready for this one? It's going to shock you. Okay, you remember I told you guys, just like women, when they deal with an asshole, the reason they've got to label what they don't understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got to label it. They don't understand assholes. We're not assholes, but they don't understand assholes. But they call us assholes because we're not operating through the rules of what they know suckers do. So where you guys, y'all have a lot of mommy and feminine in you, like the woman, you satisfy your answers through absolute. You're looking for absolution in answers. You're looking at, it's not me, it's the woman. That's the absolute. That's the answer. It will always be her fault. That's the answer. I tried to talk to this woman and she turned me down. She ain't shit. That's the answer. It's got to be absolute. Because in order for you to keep going down that hole, everything has to be black and white for you. Because you think what you're watching is offering solid, absolute questions. A woman is dogging a guy out on Jupiter, everybody. So fuck these Earth women. Go to Mars. And you know, well, oh my God, I got to get to Mars because this guy is right. Those women on Jupiter, I'm not trying to be funny, I'm serious. Because the message they're promoting is simple, easy, and makes sense to go with the flow and the current of how you think about yourself. But when you get around mother like me, I'm saying, nah, it's not the women's fault. It's your fault. Huh? What? Oh, my. What the fuck does he mean? You're wrong. You ain't shit. You look at you. You ain't got the numbers. You're just jealous. You see that shit? See how they how they defend the cult leader?
Yeah. So when these problems come, should I not look for a solution?
How can you look at a solution when there's no such thing as a problem when it comes to a fucking woman? That's the kicker.
Oh.
Tell me one woman problem. Oh, I'm going to help you out with one. Like that fucking fake-ass woman said, a woman is adapted to take away your child.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really a problem?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
How is that a problem when these motherfuckers ain't even talking to women? How is if she's the letter Z in her statement, how do you even get to Z when you ain't even on A? How can a woman take something from you when you can't even talk to women? Why? Because think about this.
So it goes back to what you're saying, yeah.
Right, because guess what? The cult is smart enough in your mind to do this. Self-sabotage you. See, you might get the balls to go talk to a woman, or you might try to say something to a woman, but when it doesn't work out because of your self-importance, you feel some kind of way, which brings you back to the cult that says, see, I told you that woman's hypergamous name. See, sir, you're not in the 10%, and that's why she didn't like you. Because women like that, like guys on Mars that, you know, have rocket ships. Where's your rocket ship? Does that, you good? Does that make sense? It made sense. Blows his mind away. Let me grab some of these questions in here. Got y'all questions. I got y'all covered. Let me get to some of these questions in here. Eric says, example of Wednesday knew her core and was about putting on herself first. She turned down, yes, the Nightshade Colts. Tell them they're amateurs and get, yeah, yeah, right. Hey, hey, Eric, and not only that, she untied the ropes. What? Hey, hey, Eric, she already untied the ropes after she was talking all that shit. Bill says, what's the difference between the word overstand and understand? Because you're too busy understanding a bunch of bullshit. The reason why you're losing right now is that you have understanding and shit that you know nothing about. I just say something just to show y'all to wake up. Is an I am based on what you think, and an I do is how you move. Yes. So making statements is to find your own standards, learning to repeat them. Yes, sort of. Steve, you have the cowboy. Okay, it's a bad thing. Is comfort a voluntary self-denial? Wait. Well, you choose to be what you are. Everything you choose to do is what you are. Thank you, 129 likes. Everything you choose to do is what you choose to do. Jim, that's a lie. You don't even know what your best self is. Your best self is based on you. Okay, your best self is just average. All right, Jim, let me show you what I'm talking about. All right, Jim, watch this. Jim, let me show you. I'm going to give you an example of how your mind is fucking you over with the statement that you made. I like the statement that you made, but I'm going to show you how your mind is actually screwing you over with the statement. Let me see if I can find that. I put that shit up there. All right, let me load it in. Let me show you. Let me show how crazy your mind works. When your mind tells you things like that, it's the worst thing to believe because it's a lie. It's a lie. But what your mind just told you is a bold-faced lie. Let me give you an example. Let me see if I can take a photo of this shit. Let me see if I can say that shit. Oh, fuck. Let's see. Damn it. Let me see if I can say this shit. Hold on, Jim. Oh, fuck, Steven. Let me see if I can show y'all this. And I'm going to show you what you don't understand. It's going to blow you away. Let me see if I can save this shit. Good, I can save it. All right. All right, Jim. All right, Jim, I'm going to help you out here, okay? All right, Jim. All right, this is for you, Jim. It's a great question that you're asking, Jim. But let me show you how your mind works. All right, so let me look at this. Now, Jim, no, you're fine. Jim, you said if you're fully focused on being your best self, then there is no time or space to think about that woman, what a woman did wrong, or what's a matter with her. Okay, women are allowed to do whatever they want to do. How is it wrong? If you're not training them and giving them structure. But here's the problem. See, Jim, you're trying to force yourself to give you a false answer. And Jim, as I always tell all you guys that listen to me, if you want to become a doctor, you must complete college first. That's 4 years. Then from college, you got to complete your undergrad program. Then after you got your undergrad program, gentlemen, you've got to perform well on your MCAT test, and that's your medical college administration test. And then once you do that, you've got to finish 4 years of medical school. And then after you do that, you've got to enroll and complete a residency program. And then after that, you've got to obtain a license in your state. So we're looking at just becoming a doctor is 10 to 14 years. It's going to take a long fucking time, unless you're like Dookie Hauser, MD. Don't judge me. I'm old, so I remember Dookie. But what I'm saying is that you guys out there, Jim, and what you're saying, and let me show you, Jim. Jim, you're saying by making that statement, Jim, you're saying to yourself, you're saying, fuck all that shit. Fuck going to college. Fuck going to college and getting an undergrad degree program, and fuck the medical college exam test, and fuck medical school, and fuck the residency program, and fuck getting myself a license. All I'm going to do is go right to the toy store. I'm going to buy a $8 game of Operation. And I'm going to open that box, and I'm going to put the batteries in there, and I'm going to take all the little pieces out of the board. And for all you guys that want to know how that shit actually looks, gentlemen, let me show you. Let me show you. Because once you open up the board, because y'all just looking at the box right now, but let me show you how it looks when you open up the board. So when you open up the board, you're saying to yourself, all I got to do is put some batteries in this game. And I got to take those metal thongs, and what I got to do is go into every little hole on the board and grab the plastic out of that shit without his nose buzzing, and I'm a certified surgeon. And that's why y'all lose with y'all statements, because y'all are just saying shit. Y'all ain't about shit. Nathan, what is you being healthy and fit got to be with? Nathan, what are you talking about? How old are you? Are you serious? He's got to be kidding with this shit. Are you serious? What is being healthy and fit got to do with you loving yourself? Tell me, Nathan. Tell me. No, Nathan, I don't have to hit it. Okay, Nathan, you can go to the gym all you want, and you still won't have an inch of game that I have. Go to the gym. I'm not going to argue with you. Go to the gym. But, Nathan, again, I appreciate you for your time, but I'm not going to kick you out. I'll put you in timeout because this isn't for you. This isn't for you, Nathan, because you're a loser, and I'm sorry. I'm going to move on because – I'm sorry that your cult is telling you to do some shit, but Nathan, this ain't for you. Go work out. Work out. It's okay. Work out. Lift your fucking weights. I'll put him in timeout. I don't have to let him go. He's in timeout, and if he doesn't shut his fucking ass up, he'll get kicked out. That's all. That's how simple it is. You don't have to argue. You don't have to argue or anything like that. You know, getting mad. We're good. All is good. Let me check the lines if y'all want to call in. Lines are open. 337. Sorry for the wait, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? 337 going once. 337 going twice. Okay. Call back when you can, 337. We'll bring you back in. You're saying I meant we should have our mind on ourselves rather than blaming the women. But, Jim, what self are you talking about, sir? You're saying ourselves, but what self are you talking about? You don't even know your... Guys, when y'all... I understand the statement, brother, but when you make statements like that, you're just doing a broad statement. You're not saying anything. 337, one last time, sir. Can I help you? What's your question, sir?
What up, Steve? This is just Madre Draper Shark, man. My phone was on mute somehow. I was listening to you when you was going hard on them, you know what I'm saying? But fuck them. I was just calling in to tell you, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm grateful, and I have nothing but gratitude, and I salute everything you do, man, because, man, like yesterday when you was telling me, I'm the guy who's talking about sight beyond sight, right? Sight beyond sight. Like, it's like, this is the crazy part, Steve. Like, the success, after you let me know that, and I thought about it, and I let it sink in, and I got back in the field, man, it was on a whole nother level. And it's like, it gets so deep to the point to where it's like, you basically is telling us, and you told me, forget about us, me, that, you know what I'm saying, man, in a nutshell, when you believe in yourself, you know yourself, all of that, you basically a God, man. Like, you just got to unlock your power by allowing yourself to still know that you could, you still have to learn, you know. Don't get ahead of yourself, but just, you know, at least give yourself the give yourself the opportunity to give everybody else an opportunity.
I got to say the same thing that I said to Jim, because you're making a broad statement. What self are you talking about?
The self as in me.
No, what? God, it's a broad statement. I will answer the question, but I'm asking. See, I'm showing you where you're fucking up. If you can't answer the question or the statement that you have, then you're just making a lie and a broad statement. What self are you talking about?
My actual self,
okay.
Myself, me.
No, I'm asking. Well, if you don't know, just say you don't know.
No,
it's okay.
I don't know, Steve.
Then don't make that statement, because you're lying to yourself. You want to know that you should I explain the sales that I'm talking about? Because
yes,
I can talk
explain,
about myself. Simply, I should start off with number one. Let me roll it on up for you. Because when I talk about myself, I talk about my detective. I talk about my studio, my film room, my guide, my boardroom, my warrior, my mental gym, my imagination, my culinary school, my library, my senate, my scribe, my warrior, my amusement park, my marketing team, my drug lab, my blacksmith, my construction worker. I can go on and on. My amusement park. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. What the fuck are you talking about? Say you can't.
I'm talking.
What I keep telling you, when you make statements, here's the problem with y'all guys. When you make a statement and you cannot back the fucking statement up, you're full of fucking shit, big guy. That's why when you guys get around women, you try to challenge them, and then they try to chin check you on your challenge, y'all get all, oh shit, what do I do next? What do I say next?
Right.
I'm saying that the communication is not just with self. That's the building. But there are subsidiaries in that building that keeps the building functioning. The subsystems.
Right.
That keeps the system as a whole.
Right.
But you
right.
create and build your you. But you can't just say broadly, well, working on me and understanding me and I... Because that's just a broad lie that you're telling yourself.
No, what I'm saying is that we're gods, and if you don't understand your power, then you don't understand
you
that
don't
you have sight behind
your power
sight beyond
of why
sight.
You're a god, because you don't understand your yous. How can you say you're a god and you don't even understand why you're a god?
I'm a god
See
because
that?
I have the opportunity of life.
No, you're not a god because you have opportunity of life. You're a god because of how you fucking move like a god.
Right,
what is the
right.
On the street? Wait. What is the strange saying on the street? Don't talk about it. What?
Be about it.
Right. So you don't need to say that you are, because the woman will see God in your motherfucking ass, emperor in your ass, king in your ass, and you don't have to tell her I'm one. They'll see that shit.
Exactly. I'm not saying I'm talking to a woman. I'm just saying this is what I've got from you by using sight.
No,
beyond,
but I don't want that's a problem.
Sight.
No. And there's why is that a problem? I'm not trying to get you to get it from me, because then we're a cult. I'm
no,
trying
exactly,
for,
exactly.
No, listen.
I had to take
listen.
It to my blackness.
Can you please? Why? That's what I'm saying. Listen. When you talk to me, I take you at your first statement. I don't go with that, oh, I meant type bullshit. Because if you would have said, Steve, I got it from you because my why is, Steve, is because when you say what you say, I take your information and put it through my blacksmith to learn it my own language. Then you would have been fine, but you didn't say that, man.
Right, because, Steve, like, I can't talk the way you want me to talk. That's what
I don't
you also
understand
talk.
The way you want to talk. If you had understanding, you would automatically be talking this way. You didn't have to change what you say for me. I'm just showing you why you're not. Because you're not functioning right.
I
understand.
Really appreciate you.
Okay, sir. I understand what you're saying. But the problem is, what you're saying is from a surface level. You're not embodying the information because your language is showing you're not embodying the information.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to throw you back.
I'm trying to get all the knowledge.
No,
I'm
you're good.
I'm trying to get all the knowledge from you because, like you said, you're 50. You're 50. You're in your 50s,
no.
And I know, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Stop. Will you please just shut the fuck up and go look in the sky right now?
Look at it.
Look at it. Is it dark outside? Can you see the stars out there?
Right. Yeah, I can.
All right. So if every fucking star has its own layer of knowledge, how many fucking stars up there have knowledge? Infinite. Right. So how can you get – you can't even reach that pinnacle, man. Listen, just learn and don't say it. Just learn, okay? Just keep learning, okay, buddy? Okay? But good call, okay,
all
my
right.
brother? Respect.
All right, now.
Respect. Your job. Respect. Question is, he's saying, we are gods because we're able to create the – no. What situations are you creating? Every situation is not a good situation. You know, I don't give a fuck about the situation. I'm a solution-based thinker. I don't give a fuck about the situation because if y'all do your puzzle pieces, the puzzle pieces are the situation. And it's jumbled up. You can't create until you be a creator. Dave G, you have 1 minute to call the show. I'm going to block you. I'm going to have to punch you in your fucking chest live on the air. Call in the show. You have 1 minute starting. I'm going to give you starting. You have 1 minute to call the show right now. You have 1 minute. If you don't call the show, I'm kicking you out. Yeah, you have 1 minute to call the show. I hate fucking people. I'm telling you. You got one minute. You got 1 minute to call the show. You don't call the show and 1 minute. You got 15 seconds. You don't call the show in 15 seconds, you're gone. I'm telling you right now. I can't stand fucking people like this. I'm counting down. You got 5 seconds. 4. 3. All right. The fuck out of here. The fuck out of this room. Got him out. That's all I'm saying. I can't stand people who don't listen. He had the opportunity to call in. He didn't do it. He's gone. 267, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, man, it's Dave. What's up? It's Dave G. What's up?
Do you not have your fucking PDF file, yes or no?
Yeah.
All right, stop. Do you remember the second page with the arrows, yes or no?
Yes, yes.
Did I not show you that was the way that you make it your own, yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
So then why the fuck are you asking me that dumbass question?
Because I'm talking in reference to other than the second page. I'm talking about on the first page as well.
This ain't for you. This is not for you. Because I'm teaching you how to talk to a fucking bitch, dumb fuck. Do you not understand that, you dumbass? Out of here. Let's see here. E says, a self-attachment to my God, then grow myself via daily disciplines that will time become habits, includes no limit to working out and become more. What are you talking about, dog? I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense, sir. Everything that you're saying is coming from an I do. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Everything you're saying is why you're losing. It just doesn't fucking make any sense. And you don't see what you don't see. But this is a losing statement, dog. What the fuck does that mean? You're saying this is crazy. What you're saying is you're just saying shit, dog. You're not. I have a pathway from your email. The bid is the last thing on my list. Is the list meant to be followed in order so I can consult with it? Phoenix. Jesus Christ. You can choose whatever you want, man. All right. I mean, my God, I told you this before. Jesus Christ, man. Excuse me, let me pull it up, sir.
In order for you to be successful, you've got to become a student of the game.
Next question. All right, so. Guys, I'm calling. Lines are open. 51. The lines are open. 856. Sir, how can I help you? What's up, sir?
Yeah, hello.
How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, I had a question. You know how most men in public pretend like they know all the answers in life? Like,
Sir, stop. Why are you talking about other men?
Because I have friends. I have other male friends that I hang out with.
Male friends, right. I'm sure you do. I do. I agree. I know you have male friends because the way you're talking right now. What is your question, sir?
Okay. I just wanted to know, how do you identify, like, a real man from a fake man, from a man that tries to pretend?
You can't identify what you are, big dog. You're a fake male that pretends a lot. So how can you identify something that you are?
Thanks for that.
No, all right. I was glad I was able to help you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Eric Code 267. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, it's Dave G, man. What's the problem? Like, I asked a simple question.
All right, I'm done with him. Anyway, all right. Anyway, so as I said before, this is what we're talking about, guys. This is what we're talking about. It's amazing. But let me get back to what I was saying, man. As I was saying for you guys out here, for most of you guys out here, you're looking for help. You're looking for trying to get understanding and stuff. And see, the thing is that what most of y'all don't understand is that you are trying to find and trying to be something that you actually not, because you're not looking at being you. Okay. You're not looking at working on yourself. All you do is put pressure on yourself. And this is what, and this is why y'all move the way you do, okay? So is a surface. Wait, so this is surface dwelling, and I have to pay for deep. No, you don't. No, you don't have to. If I was you, I wouldn't. Mm-mm. See that, guys? I'm gonna tell you, no, this ain't for you. This ain't for you. I wouldn't. If I was you, no, fuck no, don't do it. I'm being honest with you. Don't do it, dog. You'll be wasting your time. You'll be wasting your time, brother. So this isn't for you. This isn't for you, okay? You ain't here. You ain't built on this shit to win. You're not built on this. Guys, I'm calling. The lines are open. But that's what I'm saying. No. I'll be honest with you. I would not. If I was you, no. You'd be wasting your time. And at least I'm honest with you enough to let you know if you're wasting your time or not. You don't need to be somewhere you're not. Your job is to keep being what you are. So I would not, and I'm being honest, I'm not trying to be a dick here. I definitely stay where you're at. Be honest with yourself and do that. But as I was saying to y'all guys out there, the reason why you are this way is because you do not want to leave your comfort zone, gentlemen, okay? You guys do not have any self-reliance or direction for your own support system. So in order to find a support system, you've got to find somebody who you connect with. You should not connect with anybody in this room. If you feel that you're connecting to someone, then you're in the wrong place, because we're not here to create a connection of fucking, what is that called? What are they, those guys at cuddle parties? We're not trying to connect a cuddle party. What we're doing is we're trying to connect you with you. And this is why nobody wants you to connect with yourself. Nobody wants you to do that. And the reason why they don't want you to do that is because as long as you believe what you are told, then you will always be governed by the thing that you actually believe in. And a lot of y'all guys believe in bullshit. Your worship of women will always be your downfall, because everything you do is for women. So that means everything that you join is about women. And y'all don't even realize why you're doing this. Because you cannot take criticism from yourself. You cannot get past any of your failures. You're always focusing on being perfect. You're always trying to please people. You stop learning. You compare yourself to everybody else but yourself. Okay? That's the problem. No, son, it doesn't. It works, because everybody's been calling. It works. It's your phone, big dog. It's your phone. It's your phone. Lines are open, guys, if y'all wanted to call in. It's going to be open for 10 more minutes on this joint. And then we'll just hit questions if y'all want to call in. But what I am saying to you guys out there is that the problem with you guys, thank you, 142 likes. I appreciate all you guys. I want you to win. How do you win? How do you win? You must learn how to escape what is in your mind. Your problems have nothing to do. Y'all actually think your problems have something to do with women. Let me give you an example. Let me just click on YouTube and show you shit. Let's go to YouTube. Let me see here. Pull something up on YouTube. Give me something. Pull something on YouTube. And let me just pull up something on YouTube and read what I see on YouTube. Y'all ready, guys? Watch how the algorithm works. The reason why modern women don't want to be wives. Let's see what else I got here. Women know they want a family and they're trying to delay the process. Men are attracted to pick-me's. Fuck is that? She just gave y'all a cheat code. This is crazy on this silly shit. Liver King lied. The simple question got these women something. I don't know. That's a her again. The dick-riding generation of modern women. It's just so many. It's so many things on this. It's crazy, man. And it's not their fault. A lot of y'all guys want to blame, and it's not their fault. I can't blame them. But again, if you're the greatest resource, why would you let people come in and take your shit from you? Why would you do that? Look, Mr. Tran, when you just send me your email me your number and I'll call you, dude. Something's wrong with your fucked up ass phone. Email your number and I got you. Okay. All right. Is it bad to talk smart to my mom if I'm an adult? I don't know. You tell me. I'm not your fucking father. But as I say to y'all guys out here, there's nothing wrong with him. The problem is you. You have created something in your mind that you actually believe in, and you actually think that by believing whatever it is you believe, your mind is going to drive you towards whatever you're thinking to reinforce declawing you and defanging you. Your mind doesn't want you to win. It doesn't. 7 minutes before we lock this down, and Mr. Tran, let me know, and I'll call you. And pull up this thing, Mr. Tran left his number and shit. No, he, nope, didn't do it yet, Mr. Tran. No number yet. Pick me is what they call Pearl because she agrees with males. Well, I don't need, what does that mean, pick me? Oh, she's saying, you mean pick me as in pick me because I agree with you? Is that what it is? Oh, okay. I see what pick me is. Oh, okay. I didn't know what that meant. Let me go back and see that shit again. Yeah, the dick riding generation. No, that's not. Wait, where's the pick me thing? Shit, where's the thing about the pick me? I saw a pick me thing. I don't know what happened to it. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there that are listening is that the issue and the problem will always be, gentlemen, all of you out here, all of you out here. Oh, thank you, Scary Perry, for that. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Okay. I didn't know how that worked. I don't know how they operate in that space like that. I just know a lot of people believe what the fuck they're saying. Okay? All right? All right, look, man. So give this motherfucker the email, please. God damn it. Just give him the... Someone please give this motherfucker the email. Please give him the email. Please. Just give him the email, please. Please give him the email. Please give him the email. Give him the email so we can help him. I'll call him. Gentlemen, what I'm saying to you guys out here, you can't get free of something that you feel comfortable in being in. And if it feels good, then sometimes it ain't good. And let's be honest, guys, there's so many guys, it feels good to talk shit about women. It feels good to name call women. And I get it, and I will solve this one. Well, Steve, women do it to men, so why can't we do it to them? And I say, well, if women suck dick, then should you be sucking dick too? Once I get it comes through, sir, I will. I didn't get it yet from you. I'll check my spam mail, but I didn't get it. I didn't get it yet. Once I get it, I'll try it. Thank you, 156 likes. Why are we comparing ourselves to women anyway? Who gives a fuck what women do? That's what I'm saying. It just does not make a sense. Does not make a sense. But for you guys to think, do you know how many women are just taking over? Do y'all understand that? Let me call this motherfucker up, man. Fucking making DC look bad and shit. Jesus Christ, put him on to speak. Here we go, guys.
Al is very important to us.
Well, I tried him. His phone ain't working. I just called him. Your phone ain't working. I'm going to call you one more fucking time. If you don't answer your fucking phone, fuck off and don't fucking call us again. Look at the number at night. Get out the number right. Call it one more time. If you don't answer your fucking phone, fuck off, man. One. Nope. Nope. Motherfucker, why are you giving me two fucking... Well, I can't, this is what I'm saying. Something's weird with y'all guys. There's something astrologically broken with y'all guys. It's the last number. After this, don't ask me shit if you don't answer your fucking phone. Jim, I got you next on your question. Two more rings. I'm hanging up.
Hello, Steve?
Yeah, man. What is it that you want? What's up?
Yes, sir. Well, yesterday I watched the, as you said, it's, yeah, she really doesn't give a fuck. Just does what she does, and that's just, and the world just reacts. It's very mind-blowing.
Okay, but where's your question?
You know, I just want to share my thoughts.
Excuse me?
You said I do. I just wanted to share my thoughts from what you said earlier during the show. You said you don't have when you don't have self-belief, believe in yourself. You know, when you don't believe in yourself, you look to the outside. You get look for approval from the outside, and yeah, that's why you lose. And I ask you, so you said you choose what you want to do, and mind one thought, one mind, one thought, one way. It's simple, but it has many layers. And
yes, sir. But what is your what is your question, sir? I'm doing a show. What is your question?
Yes. My question is, I cannot find answers from someone else. I can only find answers from within myself. Because they're not me, and they cannot tell me what to do.
Sir, that's a statement.
The only thing they can do is they can show me.
Sir, that's a statement. That's not a question.
Yes. Yes. So I guess I don't have any questions. I just want to call in and share my thoughts from what you showed me yesterday.
Well, why didn't you just type that up? Why didn't you just type that up in the hold on a second. Wait a second. AP, do that shit again. I'm kicking you the fuck out. Hold on, sir. Don't you... AP... Wait, excuse me, sir. Let me tell you, Ms. Tran. Okay, thank you. I just say that in the chat, sir, and I appreciate that. Okay, sir. You didn't have to call it that.
But... You take care of your chat room.
Okay, no, you can put it in there. That's fine. I appreciate that, sir. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, buddy, I appreciate you calling in. Okay, thank you. No, and I appreciate you. I'm sorry.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Me think about myself.
Well, no, that's what I need you to do,
really,
sir.
Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you, sir. Not honest. Thank you. I appreciate that, sir. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Great show today. All right. No, I'm not done. Hold on. Thank you, sir. I gotta let you go because I gotta get in somebody's ass. But thank you, sir. Thank you. Hold on. Let me be perfectly honest with you guys. This show, I welcome all people here. AP, you have not called in the show. That young man has the balls to call in the show to ask and make a statement. How fucking dare you do that? Matter of fact, AP, you know what? This isn't for you, sir. I made a mistake. I gave you a timeout. I need to block your ass. I need to let you go. Because one thing I will not tolerate is I will not tolerate. Because if this guy came in and started throwing N-bombs and calling you monkey and shit, you'll be all mad and shit. Don't you ever do that. And Construct, you're on thin ice, Construct. I'm going to time you out. You say something off the bar. I told you, don't bring up other people. You're gone. Do not say racist things in here, man. This is the problem, man. Y'all all want to talk shit about people, but you ain't even calling in. You want to talk from the sidebar shit. AP, don't let me catch you saying something, AP. I'm going to block you. So you just better shut the fuck up forever. If I see you in here, let me see if I can block this motherfucker. And I'm serious. Because I'm not going to, listen, I don't care if you're Chinese. I don't care if you're blue, green, or orange. I don't care about that. But one thing I'm not going to let you motherfuckers do is when somebody's calling in because they finally have a little bit of courage to call in, for you who doesn't even call in, want to talk shit about him in a racist manner, that's not cool, man. That's not cool, man. I don't like that shit, man. We can joke around, but, man, no, that's not cool, man. And the worst part about it is you did it twice, man. Let me see if I can find this shit, get you the fuck out of this room. You don't deserve to be here. You do not deserve to be here. And I appreciate that young man finding some courage to call in. It takes a lot of courage to call in, young man. And I appreciate you, sir. So I'm going to do you a favor because you called in, sir. Because somebody was talking shit to you. I got you, big dog. Let me fix this, dog. Because I don't like that, man. I don't like when people do things like that. That was uncalled for. That shit was uncalled for. So he's got to go. I got to get him out. He's out. He's gone. I got him out. He's out. I blocked him. I appreciate that young man because that young man has a lot of courage. And I really, really appreciate you, Mr. Tran, for the courage that you did to come in here to talk to me. I really do appreciate that, okay? I appreciate that. But I love us to shoot the shit. But why talk shit about someone who has courage? This is what I'm talking about. Why talk shit about that young man? That young man tried 3 or 4 times to get in the room. And then we called him. And then wait, he called and had more courage than that AP guy did. And all AP wanted to do was talk shit about him. That's the problem with y'all motherfuckers. Y'all want to talk shit, but you won't call in and do shit, man. All right, Jim, let me get you. Jim, let me, I'm sorry, Jim. Let me get your question here. I'm sorry, Jim. I can't stand that. And that's why I gave Mr. Tran a wrench, because I have no choice now, because I don't want him to feel like he's going to be under scrutiny if he calls in or sends messages. I don't want him to feel like that someone's going to say a racist comment. Because if he turned around and said something racist to some of you motherfuckers, y'all be getting the ass and shit. I'm sorry. I'll continue. So he says it feels good leads to a false sense of security, right? Thinking you're doing great when you're so lost. Well, Jim, yes, Jim. Jim, the reason why, okay? Yeah, I always say that. I love my callers. I get in their ass, but I love those guys because you know what? It takes a lot of courage to get into the fucking flames, and I love it. I respect them more. But no, this is what I'm saying, big dog, and I'm talking to you. What I'm saying to you is that what's important is that in order, this is important, this is going to get deep. We'll get deep here. Hold on a second. In order, to break free is that you must learn how to seduce the mind. You must learn how to seduce your mind to beginning to understand that you can either do two things. you can't fire what's going on with you because you're not strong enough to do that. So that's why I say don't fire it, okay? What I'm saying is to seduce the mind is, gentlemen, is write this down. For all you guys, please get your crayons out. Write this down, please. Write this down. Thank you, 162 likes. Gentlemen, write this down. This is very important. In order to win this war that you're losing, guys, it's very important to seduce the mind. And how does one seduce the mind, gentlemen? It is when you, not me, when you become the primary answer to all your fucking problems, then what will happen is that the reality that you're in will not break, but it will bend its will to you to begin to recognize what solutions are. But the only way one can be solution-minded, the only way you can be one of one, the only way you can be a free thinker, the only way that you can win is you've got to become the answer to everything that happens in your life, gentlemen. In your life. Listen, in your life, Jim, not my life, not your friend's life, not your mother's life, not the YouTuber's life. Your life, gentlemen, it is your life. You must be the answer, because anything that comes your way must go to your Senate floor where you already have the solution. When you create your government and you live by your rules. Now, listen, I told you, not on the street. You're not allowed to drive 80 miles an hour if it's 35. You're not allowed to kill somebody unless it's self-defense, and you got to pay attention to your job, okay? Outside of that, that's it, okay? What I'm saying, outside of that, okay? What I'm saying to you guys out there, all right, what I'm saying to you guys out there, when you clearly, gentlemen, whew, guys, when you clearly, gentlemen, understand not your unsatisfied wants, I do, her body, her titties, her ass, and you begin to learn your unsatisfied needs, my standard, my laws, my rules, my codes, gentlemen. You will begin to lift yourself up while you tear yourself down. And that's a good thing. Hold on, listen to me, guys. Listen to me. You will begin to lift yourself up while you tear yourself down, because who you're lifting up is the new you, and you're tearing down the old you, because you're looking at the unsatisfied need to grow yourself, the unsatisfied need to become one with yourself, the unsatisfied need to learn your scribe, the unsatisfied need to learn your film room, the unsatisfied need to learn your culinary school, the unsatisfied need to understand your warrior. Because at that point, you need you more than you need the goddamn woman. Thus, your perception that is looking outside of yourself has to topple, because the greatness that you're creating for yourself, there cannot be two things entering one space, especially when one is negative and the other is positive. Because at this point, you will be able to uplift yourself. You will be able to get rid of confusion. You'll be able to get rid of anxiety and tension and all this other stuff. All those high levels that you are feeling right now is counterproductive to your growth. And that's why your mind is forcing you to go on YouTube. How do you grow complaining about a woman? How do you grow listening to a woman complain about a woman? You can't do that. A man cannot do that. You can't do it, and a man can't do that. What the fuck? What I'm saying to you guys out here is that the resources, gentlemen, that you have are the resources that you must use to connect with yourself. Your resources, gentlemen. Your resources. Nobody else's resource. See, when you draw, see, if you can seduce yourself, I know this sounds crazy, it's easier to seduce a woman. See, when you begin to draw into who you are and show why you are, because you believe in yourself, you love yourself, and you make everything about yourself, then there's no doubt. There's no confusion. It's just, this is how I have to move. But you're taking this to a level right now. We're going on a deep level right now, guys, but I want to give you guys out there. I want to give you guys out there how it might feel. I don't know how it's going to feel for you. But you've got to not care. I tell you, I swear to you, if you had the mindset, I didn't say the feminine of Wednesday, if you even had a pinch of that, you would be dangerous. Because you draw people in. Because shit is not impressive to you. People don't impress you as much as you impress yourself. That's what's so fucking crazy. You will impress yourself. Sir, you cannot silence something that you need to talk to you. See, with your silencing, you're listening to your wants right now. I'm talking about your undesired needs to grow. See, in order to seduce the mind, you must be the seducer of that thing. You must seduce the mind by teaching the mind to only trust you. I've got this. I got this candle. I don't need a woman or somebody. I mean, 267, last time, suffered away. 267, how can I help you? So what's up? Last call for you. 267.
Yeah, I'm here. Listen, I just wanted to apologize for asking a dumb question. I may have been thinking too much, but you know what I'm saying? On behalf of the chat and your show, I apologize. Because
listen to me. That's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Because what I'm showing you is the letter A, B, C, D through Z on the first page. The second page is reinforcing the A, B, C, D.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to discredit your shit.
If you know the ABCD and you know that, then you are able to fill in the gaps that the average guy can't fill in because it's finally yours. I'm showing you A through Z, D. But then I'm also showing you that you're not just A through Z. That's the first layer of you. The second door to you is A1, A2, A3, A4, A5, all the way down to A1 billion, 1 trillion. Next door, A blue, A green, A red. Next door, A circle, A square, A triangle. That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
I was saying to you.
I wasn't trying to disrespect you or discredit your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was a dumb question.
Because you weren't listening. I told you, I'm showing you the bid to give you your foundation. Then you build your house. You choose the rooms. You choose the kitchen. You choose how many levels it is. But it must be a foundation of which you don't understand because you don't know what you don't know. And I've talked to you about this shit.
I got you, Steve.
I'm not teaching you how to talk like me. That's not the case. Because what did I tell you with the two lines on the second page? Because what your opponent can do, she can throw that shit far left. Or far right.
You can throw your curveball. You can throw your curveball. I got you.
At any time. At any time. And that's why I'm giving you the basis of the structure.
Mm-hmm.
But the structure is not you. It's not the structure. It's what you do when she's challenging the structure. When she's trying to move you off your structure. The two lines to the left that you know you got 3 seconds to do, or is it 2 seconds to do, is to bring her back on the structure.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're making it yours.
Gotcha.
Because no matter you're saying the same thing, it's still going to change based off what the woman does. So you're not saying the same things. You're saying them, but you've got to shift them up because every opponent is going to say something different. Does that make any sense?
Yes. I guess that's what I wanted. But I wouldn't try to discredit your shit, though, Steve. Like, I wouldn't do that. You know, I wouldn't
even do that. You're stressful because you were questioning it, dog. You were. I told you you're making it yours.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring you back in. I got to get to your show. I'll bring you back in after the show. I'll unblock you. I'll bring you back in.
All right. Appreciate
all right?
it, Steve.
All right. Respect, Dave. Respect. All right. Yeah. Okay. Mata, this isn't for you. Mata, this isn't for you. Wait. Excuse me, Mata. Wait. Mata, give me a second. That's not for you, but hold on a second, buddy. I got your answer. Give me 2 seconds, please. Here's your answer.
In order for you to be successful, you've got to become a student of the game.
Now I'm back to you, Mr. Mata. Don't worry. This is not for you. Mata, this is not for you. Because everybody is their own fucking individual. This is what I understand. I appreciate you being here. So I'm not going to try to cut you. I'm trying to... Try to hold back. This is your problem. You can't go off the expectation of somebody else because they're not you. And the fact that you need feedback is why I'm saying this is not for you. So don't even ask. It's not for you, buddy. It's not for you. Eric. She said Wednesday was so about herself. These two dudes thinking that they were. Yeah, no. That's my whole point, brother. Exactly, Eric. Exactly. No, Mod, I'm not going to block you. But your problem is you're being very disrespectful. You want to go off of somebody else and not yourself? Don't do it. What you're saying is I've got to prove myself to you. I'm not offended. I'm just saying, big dog, this is why I say don't do it. Because over here, I don't prove shit to you. I don't prove shit to anybody. If you don't know how bad the fuck I am by what the fuck I'm saying, then this isn't for you. It's no knock. I'm not going to kick you out. Yeah. Well, that's what they do. They want that. Yes. Thank you. He said it with great. That's Mona Lisa right there. Thank you, sir. Please read that, Mr. Mott. I'll hold it up for you. Please that. Well, here's the thing, Elon. No. You missed a step, brother. Before she questioned everybody, she questioned herself. And when she couldn't come up with the answer herself, sir, she questioned everybody. Remember, A-Dog, we always communicate with ourselves first. We don't communicate with the outside world first. We must have understanding of it ourselves first. You see what I'm saying? We've got to when Wednesday couldn't come up with the answers herself, that's when she went to the outside world. That's when she sacrificed going on that date because the answers were so important to her that she sacrificed herself to go to that fucking dance to get the answer that she needed. Because that's the depth of how important it is. So always remember, and it's the same thing that's going on with a lot of young men. Stop looking for the answers outside of yourself and realize that you're the cult.
Can someone please type up the word Wednesday to him? Can someone please tell him, tag him and tell him to watch Wednesday on Netflix? I can't believe he's asking this question. Can someone tag him, please, and tell him, because I'm not talking to him, can someone tell him, please, if he wants to know that, to go watch Wednesday on Netflix, please? Please, thank you. Thank you, guys. I think that y'all can help him with that. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Well, Jay, that's what I'm saying, and that's the attitude that I'm trying to tell you guys. You should never, ever stop wanting you. It's when you stop wanting you is when you stop learning because, well, excuse me, not wanting you, the need for you. The need to, I want you guys to really learn how to actually seduce yourselves. That's what's so important here. I want you guys to seduce yourselves. This is what the game and why the game is so important, gentlemen. Thank you, 170 likes. I appreciate you all. Y'all are wonderful people. I appreciate that. Californication is not what I'm talking about, okay? That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. I know Californication, but that's just a show about fucking, sir. Just please stay on the street. I understand. I like Californication, right? But he's just fucking. I'm showing you something deeper than just getting some pussy, sir. Something that goes beyond your comprehension. If you just get out of your own way and listen to instructions, you'll be fine. You all will be fine. I promise you. Because once you will understand game, when you actually become a student, is to understand that in order to generate the desire you want from a woman to really actually give you, you've got to continue to challenge yourself. And that's what Wednesday did. Did she not challenge herself? Remember, like y'all were saying, when she couldn't figure herself out, she pushed herself to the brink of figuring out, thinking of all the answers, all the ways, all the combinations. And when she couldn't figure it out, she realized, I've got to go outside myself to find that information. So then I can take that to my blacksmith and add that missing piece to what I'm missing out on. And then she went that way. But if you guys spend time manufacturing problems, conflicts, and obstacles, how do you think you're going to win as men, gentlemen? It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. I would do 15 more minutes. We have 15 more minutes. So, guys, I always like to have y'all ask questions if y'all want. Lines are down. But I say to all you guys out there that's listening to me, this is how beautiful and deep game is, gentlemen. You see, gentlemen, the last thing I don't want you to do, I don't want you to believe in anything, okay? Okay? And what I'm saying to you guys out here is that it's a tough time to really learn you. It's so hard to
believe in people. And I don't, and that's what I'm saying. I don't want you to believe in me or anybody. Did you see my question? No, I'm sorry, Sam. Mr. Sam, I'm sorry. Mr. Sam, let me scroll up, Mr. Sam. I'm sorry, Mr. Sam. I got you, brother. I got you. I'm sorry. I apologize, sir. See, if I fuck up, I'm sorry. I got you. I answer this. Thank you, Mr. Sam, first for asking your question. So what would you, if you go to yourself for answers, but come up with okay. All right. Mr. Sam, great question, sir. Your problem is, sir, is that right now you seep to the level of your thinking. So that means, Mr. Sam, any question or anything you have for yourself will only go to the level of your thinking or how you feel about yourself. Okay, so if you go to yourself for answers, this is why I say you lose. Because if a loser asks himself a winning question, he's not going to get a winning answer. Because even if you, if you're scared shitless to talk to women, and then you see a woman and you say, oh, I'm going to go talk to her. You ain't going to do that shit. And it doesn't work. And if it does, you're going to fuck it up. Because you don't understand about the answers you must have inside of yourself. You see what I'm saying, Mr. Sam? Your answers, Mr. Sam. Your answer is not from here. I'm sorry. Oh, wait, where is it? The fuck it at? Oh, hold on. Oops. I'm going to drag it up so fast. Mr. Sam, if your answers don't come from these motherfuckers, then you'll never believe in the fucking answer that you got. Because you're not operating from an internal, an I am. Wednesday was working from the I am. Because Wednesday put all the information through all these things. Right? And she still had to go to Uncle Fester. She had to go to her uncle to even get more information sometimes because she didn't understand. So what I'm saying to you is that don't ask yourself something that you're going to try to solve because it won't work. Because somebody will say, how do I get confidence? Matter of fact, let me give you a bit worse one of that. How do I get over fear or rejection? But see, if the mind believes in fear and rejection, then one that's asking how to get over it will never get over something that is woven into him that he fucking believes. But once you get a mentor, he'll show you to pull those fucking weeds out. That shit ain't real. Which will then shift your perspective. But you don't have the know-how or the strength to get rid of something that you actually believe that's real. If someone in my family tries to disrespect me, I'm supposed to leave it alone for good. What are you talking about? Jay, what are you talking about? What do you mean? When did I ever tell you guys to leave shit alone? Well, what are you talking about? When have I ever told you to leave shit alone? And who in your family is disrespecting you? Tell me. So I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. They all do, sir. That's your problem. You've already failed. See, why do y'all?
I'll give you a scenario why you're losing, and it's not for you. You, my friend, you want to learn how to read. But your question is, well, do I need to learn phonics? Do I need to learn paragraphs, sentences, punctuation? Do I need to know what an A is? Do I need to know what a B is? What do I need to know how to read? I mean, I don't need all that stuff. That's what I'm saying, man. That doesn't make any sense why you would. Aaron, dude, please, you need help. Question. For the I do, isn't everyone the sum of all the stuff they do? And that's why they really are. No. Listen, okay. Very good question. I have a drink on this one. You're not the sum of an... Okay, I got to show you the chart. So let's look at the chart so I can help you out. It was a great question. So where you are is an I... You're really an I won't and I can't, because your I do is actually you think is your I am. So what you're saying is that the sum of the stuff that you do, you aren't defined by what you do. The only thing you're defined by what you do is your education, and that's to be more responsible to get a good job. But you are not your job, because if you lose your job, it's not like you lose your life. So I don't understand why you think your I do is who you are. That's what you are on the surface level. No, you hate your job, but if you choose to be there, that's an I do. They can't be an I am, because an I am doesn't hate his job. He finds a job that he loves. Why? An I am doesn't sit in misery. Even though Wednesday looked like she was miserable to the outside world, she was the happiest person in the goddamn room. Because the outside world thought she was miserable because she didn't smile. She was the most happiest person wherever she went, because she didn't need anybody to define her, if that makes sense. I don't know what you mean by that. Please give me more details. I don't mean what you mean by that. So I should have the mindset of a dictator playing in the second. No, you shouldn't have the mindset of a dictator, because now you're trying to force yourself into an I do. You don't know what the fuck you are, so how can you say you want something that you know nothing about, man? But I don't know. Dude, I'm not a fucking loser. I don't give a fuck about losers. And if your mom is disrespecting you, why don't you have the nerve to tell your mother, don't do it, or I'm out? What did your mother do that was so disrespectful, sir? Please, let us know. What I'm saying is why, I don't understand this young man, why is he talking about the mindset of a loser? Why do you care about that? Well, I was applying the concept to the loser mentality. I don't understand. I'm lost. Well, yeah, that what you're saying, Tim, is very important, because if you don't like your job, sometimes you got to set it up. Sir, how old are you, dude? How old are you? How the fuck are y'all grown men and your mother's talking shit? I wish y'all could help me out. How old are you, Mr. J? How old are you, sir? How old are you, sir? You say she's fussing it for no reason. I don't understand. She shouldn't be fussing at you.
You should. Y'all can't let people fuss at you. Please don't let your mothers or anybody fuss at you, please. Please. Sir, I'm not going to ask you anything because you're just saying shit. Just please stop. Stop. You're making things worse for yourself because you're not a student of the game. You're lazy as fuck. And all you're doing is just trying to make shit up. You're like doing what a woman does, is try to label shit. Please stop doing that. You're fucking up, dog. You don't even understand what the fuck I'm talking about. So please stop trying to force an answer, because you're a total fuck up by even trying to box something in to try to get understanding of it. Any more questions, guys? I got y'all covered. Any more questions? I got y'all covered. Y'all got to wake up from this stuff, though. I believe that y'all can. All you can wake up from this stuff. Question is do you believe in yourself enough? That's all. That's all. Do you believe in yourself enough? Okay. So, sir, are you living with your mother? Are you living with her? Can you just answer that question, please? Are you living with your mother? And I'll tell you something. I'm going to have to make a YouTube short of this shit. All right, I'm waiting for him to say, is he living with his mother? That's a yes, no. No, Peter, there's no more points to that. And what is there more to explain about the I am? What don't you understand? Dog, just watch Wednesday. Brother, I'm telling you, if you just get off of your lazy fucking ass and watch Wednesday on Netflix, you will see what an I am is. I'm telling you, I'm not being a dick here. Go to Netflix and watch Wednesday. If you watch that show, you'll see it will connect. I won't have to explain anything to you because you'll see what it is. It is the most powerful mindset one can have. It's what makes untouchable motherfuckers untouchable. Okay? It makes untouchables do that, A-Dog. Okay? Please. I promise you, brother. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. You watch even the first episode, you will see. And listen, and I want to say this to you, brother. Okay? I want to say this to you. I'm not talking about her clothes. I'm not talking that she's a fucking woman. I'm not talking about any of that shit. I want you to see how she thinks and moves and behaves, because she is actually one of one. She is her sun, moon, and stars. She stands on her fucking square, or a Tampax as a woman. She stands on a square. Nothing can move her. She does not give a fuck about any and every. She doesn't even give a fuck about her parents. Does not give a fuck. No fucks. I'm telling you. Once you see it, that's the basis. That's why I want everybody to watch this, because I want you to get an idea of what it's like. Okay? If you watch it, you will understand. Your answers will be understood. You understood because you'll realize you're not at that level. Okay? You're 20 years old, dude. How are you living with your fucking mom, dude? Get the fuck, man. I don't understand y'all kids. Get your ass in the military or something, man. When you learn your standards, rules, and codes, is that how you learn
your unsatisfied need to find your core. Like, no, no, no. Nope, that's not it, brother. You're forcing something again. Y'all just like, I just like how y'all guys just throw shit up in the air. Y'all just try to throw shit up. Thank you, 178 likes. Appreciate that. Yes, Hagen. Yes, the lines, the punch lines. Oh, my God. The lines that she, all the punch lines, the one that followed, when she talked about following the mystery of herself, all those things. Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying. I admire your ability to be your own person and trust your own fucking instincts. There is nothing like that mindset that y'all, it's when you see it, y'all be like, God damn, how the fuck do I reach that? Because you got to learn. You got to learn. Yeah, but I don't want to push him with too many things. I'm trying to just force him on lightly, Jeremy, on one thing to keep their mind focused rather than jumping all over the place. No, that's not me. I'm telling you, no. Don't watch that. Watch Wednesday, brother. Watch Wednesday. We don't approach women, but let me hear what you got to say. I approached a woman earlier. He said, I noticed there was anxious. Wait. Yeah, there was anxiousness in you. But I know it's not real. But I'm confused that how that happens to me. Well, because you don't believe in your fucking self. That's why. What do you mean why it doesn't happen to you? You know why it happens to you, because you ain't studying shit. Okay? All right, Z20. Hold on, excuse me. I'm about to kick this guy out. Z, I got to let you go, dog. Goodbye. I actually told you, I hate people that just bug me and shit. I told him like 5 or 6 times, he's just being a fucking jerk. But getting back to you, sir. Yeah, you, it's because that's your mindset. You don't believe in yourself. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you, sir. When a roommate would try to make her jealous. Yeah. As I keep telling y'all guys, you don't know how dangerous you can be when you're that guy. When you start moving this way, guys, you shift everything. Oh my God. You're untouchable. You become untouchable. There is no greater belief in a man than the belief he has in himself. That's going to be our tongue. Yeah, I just want y'all to watch it, okay, guys? That's all I ask you to do. Just watch it. Watch it, and y'all will enjoy it, I promise. You'll enjoy it. That's what it's for. It's for you guys to just compare what you are to what you could be. Y'all could be that. I don't mean the girl part. I'm just saying that the way you're thinking, dog. Man, you're just unstoppable. I guess we'll talk more about that. It's unstoppable. Unstoppable. Well, I'm sorry. No, I don't think they do disabilities, brother. But you are just unstoppable. God. We'll talk about that on Tuesday show with Lucario. We'll discuss being unstoppable. It's just unstoppable. Jesus. Nobody can fuck with you. People want to fuck with the unstoppables. And that's what y'all can be. But what y'all also can do is look at the graveyard and always remember everybody in the graveyard had one thing in common. That is, they thought they had tomorrow coming to them, gentlemen. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. Every day. Take a moment. Think about the graveyard. So we always talk about that's what we want y'all guys to do. That's going to make you the men I know you can be. I know you can be those guys. I believe in you. I believe in all you guys out here. You just got to believe in yourself. Wednesday believes in herself.
Thank you, 182 likes. I just want to say thank you. Appreciate all the guys and the ladies out there that like the content. We keep kicking as much as we can. We appreciate all you guys. And again, let's wrap this up. The cult will never be outside of yourself. You create the cult by not believing in yourself. That's when your mind, gentlemen, that's when your mind starts to search outside of itself. As I said before, you know how it feels when you get around a woman. You need to ask yourself, why don't you feel the same way when you are looking at that YouTube bull? Why don't you feel that you're not worthy enough to watch that red pill stuff? Why does the mind push you towards the really doing bad for yourself? Why do that? I just want y'all to think about it. It's something to think about, because nobody makes y'all think like we do. Just ask yourself that question. And when you recognize that what it is you're feeling when you watch those YouTube pills and all that other stuff, and you're not feeling the same way you feel when you get around a woman, you better run, because that's the mind declawing you and defanging you. They said Wednesday didn't understand feelings, I guess, but she said she's well aware of how everyone had feelings for her. Camp, there's so many nuggets. There's so many nuggets. Brother, this is not tough love. This is just keeping it real. Mr. Sam, I promise you, when you become one of one, you will realize what I'm doing is not tough love. You will realize what I'm doing is forcing you to stop loving the thing that's holding you back, to punch him in his throat, kick his ass, and become a better man. So, no, it's not about tough love. You got to be tough on yourself, or, excuse me, tougher on yourself. But, gentlemen, please watch Wednesday. It's so much in there. So much in there. Last but not least, Eric, when I first saw you speaking on the panel, I felt my mind convinced that this, like, it kind of aroused realized my mind. Well, Eric, remember I told you the mind does not want you to grow. So if the mind told you that I'm someone you should dislike, then you should have been, you made a smart move. You went against the current. Remember, never trust the mind. Never trust the mind, because the mind is going to push you away from learning you. By doing what? By forcing you, Eric, what you probably did is you looked at me, the messenger. Oh, he's arrogant. He's a fucking dick. He's an asshole. He's treating everybody bad. What a fuck that guy, right? Whatever, right? But it's that same mind that tells you to follow those guys that want to hold you, coddle you, and cut your bread, cut the edges of your bread and everything, and give you some warm motherfucking milk. I got you. E, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you, brother. But as you will learn, I'm not here for you to like me. But Eric, please watch Wednesday. You'll see. What you'll see, Eric, Tim Burton must have been looking at our shows, because it seemed like he really created this character off of men. He made Wednesday like a fucking man. Straight, don't give a fuck. Just cold and calculated. Okay? Watch him, Eric. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, Eric, don't believe me. Listen, I'll be the only one to tell you. Don't believe what I say. Fuck what I say. Fuck what I say. See it for yourself. Watch that fucking movie and you'll say, well, God damn it. So that's what the core is. That's what it means to be one of one. That's what it means to be clear and concise. That's what it means to be assertive.
That's what it means. Oh my God. That's the core. Holy shit. Now I see what that little short bald ass old motherfucker's talking about with all them goddamn tattoos. I see what that little motherfucker's talking about. Goddamn. Because nobody on YouTube is telling you this shit. Come on, man. Oh, yeah, but no. Well, the only reason I would figure they cast it as a woman because it's a little bit of a balance. You got to think of how the world works. They're kind of giving her woman motivation. You see what I'm saying? They're trying to show women that they are really tough and strong, but, you know, that's just what it is, man. Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And I appreciate that, sir. And I appreciate all you guys out there. Listen, if your mind is telling you to stay away from me, then you know what you should do. Because I'm not going to coddle you. We're not going with the current. We'll always go against that motherfucker. And when it knocks us down, we're going to say, is that all you motherfucking got? What's next? Guys, we will see you at 12 o'clock tomorrow. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, guys. Please love yourselves. Please take time to look in the mirror. Grab your cups. Fill your cups up with water, liquor, whatever you want to drink. I'm the only YouTuber that says this. Go in the mirror. Look at that motherfucker you see and toast him. Just tap it. Toast him. I toast to you. And sip. Always toast to yourself, guys. I'm going to have to start telling y'all that because I really don't tell y'all too much. But please, please toast to yourself. Please toast to who you are and show that person in the mirror that you appreciate. All right, Tyler. God damn it, Tyler. Why do you want to do this in the last second? Hurry up, man. Please. Hurry up, man. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up, please, please. I'll play the audio one time. God damn it, Tyler. Why the last moment, man? Come on, dude. I got a league game to play anyway. Let me tell the guy. Hold on a second. Let me see what he's saying is. All right, cool. Now I got to tell the guy I'm almost done. All right, let me play this Tyler clip. All right, Tyler. It's only 36 seconds. Here we go. Cool. 36 seconds, guys.
Daddy, you know what I love? Well, one of the many reasons why I love seeing you on Sunday is because then I come home on Monday morning to start off my work week, and I just think about you all day and all the goodness and every wonderful experience that I got to have with you on Sunday. I get to replay things in my head. And it just makes me smile all day. So, thank you.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
In order for you to be successful, you've got to become a student of the game.
All right, guys, I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. I just don't understand why people don't listen. I'm like a broken record here. Broken.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Have a good night. The show is over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up. Gotta keep on rising. Till you the best. Got the touch like Midas. Now you got style. You got all the women flocking. So many options. Now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Ay, just like that. Man Mindset. Gotta come back again. Ay, just like that. Man Mindset. Email the Man Mindset at gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.